Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and we are in 2013, and we're working our way around the cycles of the zodiac with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, and Capricorn here on the 13th of January is where we are presently residing. So tell us what we need to know. Because I know that we're about ready for another transition as well. But in terms of, I'm very curious about the beginning, middle, and end of a sign. And in this case, we'll talk about Capricorn.
Yes.
In terms of how the attributes, I don't want to say change, but modify over the course of, what is it, like two and a half weeks, sometimes a month?
Right. For me, the best analogy is that of steam building up in a tea kettle. When you put the kettle on the fire, and it gradually warms. As you know, when you first enter a sign, it's much like putting the kettle on the stove, and so that energy builds and builds and builds, and then by the end of the sign, there's enough pressure built up to where the steam makes the whistle blow, and you kind of pour over into the next sign. So as we're approaching the end of a sign, in this case Capricorn, those attributes are now much stronger than they were 2 weeks ago. And the attributes of Capricorn are very, very businesslike. It's a male sign. It's very strong. It's an earth sign. It's very grounded. It's very practical. It's very dependable and reliable. And Capricorn's always trying to get you to be the bigger man and take the high road. He's always got one eye out for the future. You know how sometimes, like with money, if you save money now, it's often harder in the present, but you have more safety and security later.
Yeah.
Capricorn's always trying to get you to do the best thing now that's smarter for the future.
And I know, too, we've talked about this, that everyone contains certain attributes of all the signs, but
yes,
their dominant sign, of course, those attributes are there. And I know that 1 year ago, I made the, interesting, because you brought this up, the issue of money, I made the commitment, Amrita and I did, of starting to put, even if it was just 10%, you know, out of each paycheck, each of our paychecks, into a small little savings account. And that I have to say that even if we didn't have it designated for something, it was nice to have that little buffer. It was nice to know that if we needed to do something, and we never called it a rainy day fund, and we never called it an emergency fund, because then guess what you get.
Right.
But it was just nice, and you were more relaxed about going from month to month, and you weren't exactly paycheck to paycheck. But, you know, there is a big difference there. So these
Capricorn
are
is, you're absolutely right. Capricorn is all about that, making little smart moves consistently, like walking up a mountain trail, 1 foot in front of the other.
And some people might even, they say, well, I really can't afford to do that. Well, guess what? There's another thing you can do, too, and that is get some jars and just start, and now we do this, we have separate jars for nickels, dimes, quarters, and pennies. And every so often, we just throw our extra change into those things. And believe it or not, it, you know, you do that for a couple, 3-4 months, and you start counting that stuff, and it really can add up. Depending upon your jar size, too.
Whatever method works for you, because everyone is different.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that Capricorn is the dominant energy this time of year.
And next week, it's we're diving
Aquarius.
Into the water.
Yep, we're
water
diving
sign.
Into the water. Oh. Actually, Aquarius is an earth or a air sign.
Oh.
It's the water bearer.
Oh,
it's the container for the water.
All right, we'll get further explanation on Aquarius next week. People can get a hold of you by contacting you through either your website, which is BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, or call 963-0842. That's 963-0842. So next week it is Aquarius.
Yes.
Next week we'll be talking with Beth McDonald. Stay with us. There's more of Tell Me Your Story coming up.